Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now 9 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to Radio Islam. My name is Muhammad Bam and I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online we have is Maulana Zahir Ahmad Raghib. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. We also say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to our esteemed listeners on Radio Islam.
Maulana, we were discussing about understanding modern technology and we were busy with social media at the moment. And in our last, just a quick recap of what we did last week, we were explaining the payments of social media, and that is, we don't even notice that when we are busy on social media that what we have lost. We find that a person who's kids that are so busy on social media, they don't no more have time for games outside, like outdoor games. Then when we grow a bit older, we don't have those silent moments, those moments where we just sit and ponder. And we've even given up du'as and azkar of waking up or going to sleep. The last thing that we do is we're sitting on social media and we fall asleep. First thing we do is when we wake up is we check in our social media again. And what we fear is loneliness. We have lost the ability to reflect. And we don't more live consciously, and we are being negligent. And we think that we are actually multitasking, but we must realize that with dhikr and dua in our azkar, that there's no time. We can't multitask with these things. Our heart becomes hard when we neglect our duas and azkar. And this is the influence by the negative influence of social media. So the question arises, why is our phone keeping us away from praying Fajr Salah? And what is the solution? And we must understand that the first hour in the morning, when we wake up early in the morning, the first hour in the morning is our anchor. And this lays the foundation for the rest of the day. And then we did the dua that Allah grant abundance to the ummah in the early mornings. I think that's where we stop, Maulana.
Ji, Maulana. You want me to continue from there, Maulana?
Ji.
Inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As you have very beautifully recapped, very concisely, Maulana, the aspects that we had discussed in our previous discussion, that how does technology affect our ability to sleep and wake up on time. And we also need to acknowledge that these platforms do have very positive uses, the good that we can promote via these platforms, but it also has a dark side to it. And the key is to act responsibly. We need to value our time. We need to value the time we spend with those around us. And also value the time so that we are able to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to become productive people. We need to become productive Muslims. We need to become productive human beings. And we need to understand that many a times, our obsession with our technology and social media and our phones does make us negligent on lots of things that we ought to be spending time on. And this is where we are going to continue today from, inshallah.
Inshallah.
There are two separate topics here, Maulana. There is the issue of input and there is the issue of output. A person that feels the constant urge and the need to check his phone, the constant urge to check his Twitter, to check his WhatsApp, to check Facebook and go online, see what's going on, see people's news feeds. And sometimes it really becomes creepy how obsessed we are with other people's lives. And social media has made us become like that. That we continuously want to see what others are doing. And it really becomes, it's a very creepy feeling that to really sit back and reflect how obsessed, because of social media and because of the convenience of using it, how we've become obsessed with other people's lives. It's creepy how much we are obsessed with other people's lives when using social media. Then there is the aspect of output. I want us to consider the spiritual aspect when we constantly feel the urge to consume something, be it social media, internet, TV, radio, It's like we are just unable to sleep unless you have some of these toys or tools with you, and you pass out with that. In fact, in this day and age, we cannot do without social media to the extent that you rather have your phone than even have load shedding. And you know, if you ask yourself a question, would you rather have the power to go out or have network on your cell phone? And you see sometimes people sitting at waiting rooms, and each one is just busy with his cell phone. And if your phone dies out, like it's like, you know, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I don't have network. And we just need to be consumed with something, and that's dangerous. It's dangerous for lots of reasons, but I'll just highlight two. The fact that you need to be consumed, and secondly, what you are consuming. So firstly, let's look at this obsession that we just want to be in touch. We just want to be consumed with something. And then second part of it is what we are consuming. And you know, we're not talking about even consuming anything haram. That has its independent discussion, and we spoke at length about that. We're not even going to go into that area of discussion of consuming something haram. But just think for a moment, you are busy with something other than Allah. You are busy with something other than yourself. And that in itself is real cause for concern. Our obsession with our gadgets and our obsession with being consumed, for a moment reflect that we are actually busy with something other than Allah. Or we are busy with something other than ourselves. Hassan Basri, rahimahumullah, said one of the signs of spiritual abandonment, a sign of spiritual abandonment is when you are busy with everything that does not concern you. Busy with everything but yourself. Busy with everything but Allah. Now reflect. What you are consuming, and is it harming you in some way or another? Remember, all that which we consume through social media, it's all penetrating our souls. It's penetrating our mind. It's penetrating our heart. So anything that we consume, it definitely will have an effect on our hearts. It will have an effect on our thinking. Then comes the output part of it. This obsession of getting the attention of people towards you. That we continuously need to post something, we continuously need to tweet something, we continuously need to do something, and this obsession of getting attention of people towards you. The attention of everyone but Allah. Like you're just sitting there constantly tweeting, WhatsApping, posting, tweeting, posting. And this in itself is a great disease. Because you're trying to get the attention of others. And Allah tells us in the Quran, فَتَّغُوا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Seek Allah. Don't seek other people. So instead of getting the attention of Allah towards us, we are so obsessed of putting out things on the social media to draw attention towards us. Or let other people's attention be on us. In fact, Allah says, فَبْتَغُوا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. Oh, that should be our primary objective. Now, this might seem like, you know, something like being too holy. But we need to really consider. Instead of putting things out there that people can catch on and getting instant sensation, instead of doing that, try to spend some time seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Consider one's daily zikr. You know how amazing it is, Moana, and that's what we said last week, that moments in life have just gone past. How amazing is it just to take 30 minutes out by yourself? And it's not necessary that you are taking that 30 minutes to read Quran, just 30 minutes away from everything. Half an hour just sitting by yourself. You know how beautiful that is, how awesome that is. And Allah has tested us in many ways. In our days, today, obviously the fitna and the challenges that the companions and the Sahaba had was different from what it is today. We don't have the level of persecution that the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in experienced. We don't have the trials and tribulations that they experienced. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, and he talks about a time coming, that holding on to faith would be like holding on to a burning coal. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to the trial of temptation, the trial of desire. Now previously, we needed to go out of the house. We needed to go out to a club. But today you didn't do that. You don't need to do that. You can search for the wrongs, but today with all the devices in the privacy of our rooms, we can surf the net and all on our mobile. Before you needed to go out and look for haram. Today you have it in your palm. So today also we are constantly under bombardment. And we should never think that Allah does not know the trials that we are facing. Now, if you stay away, let's not even think that Allah is not pleased with you and He does not notice that we are able to resist that temptation even when we are all alone. And if you are not someone who is able to resist it, at least aspire to do that. And make every effort by asking Allah's help. How beautiful is it to think that how much do I love Allah? That even in the most dark and secret corner of my room, I am able to resist the temptation even on this private device when everything is thrown at me. I am able to resist the temptation. I am still able to say, oh Allah, help me. Now, let's look at the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Recall Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was called by a woman of great beauty. He was called by a woman of great status. And what did he respond? He said, I fear Allah. Now, you and I are not being called by one woman or one man, but we are constantly bombarded with lots of temptations and desire. And we are constantly being called and we are able to put that down and say, no, I am afraid of Allah. I love Allah more than I love this. Think about it. It's the best testimony of our faith. We actually saying to Allah, oh Allah, you mean more to me than all these temptations. No one else is looking. But oh Allah, I love you more than all these. I want you to look at me favorably. And that's something awesome. It's something great about your faith. It's something, a beautiful way of giving testimony of your faith. Secondly, when we constantly need to post something out there and constantly need to consume something, both of them represent a spiritual void. When we constantly need to post something, and when we constantly have this desire and urge and need to consume something, both of it represents a spiritual void. Now, I want to just round up what we've spoken now a little bit more. Now, what's a very beautiful saying of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I want our listeners to really reflect on this beautiful saying of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Remember, we said previously, right in the beginning of our discussion, that everything that addresses speech and the amount that people talk equally, if not more, affects the texting and the use of social media. And everything that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said with regards to the tongue would absolutely apply to the text and to WhatsApp and tweets and all that that we do on social media. It's such a beautiful statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab that has been narrated by Malik ibn Dinar. And it's an authentic saying, a beautiful narration. You know, it's so beautiful that if you just look at this saying of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the topic that we are discussing, the constant need to consume and the constant need to put out something there on social media. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said it has about four sections to it, and I will go, let's go into each section of it very, very thoroughly. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, man kathura kalamuhu kathura saqatuh, wa man kathura saqatuh qalla hayauh, wa man qalla hayauhu qalla wara'uh, wa man qalla wara'uhu mata qalbuh. Let's take the first part of what he said. Man kathura kalamuh kathura saqatuh. He who talks too much makes too many mistakes. Man kathura kalamuh kathura saqatuh. He who talks too much makes too many mistakes. The idea is, when understanding this narration in the light of social media, previously you had one way of expressing yourself, and that was verbal direct communication. But now we have multitude forums and platforms to express ourselves. The purpose of speaking, the purpose of speech, is to express yourself. So in the past you had only expressed yourself verbally directly. But today we have multitude platforms and forums to express ourselves. Previously, by writing a letter you could write your thoughts, or by creating some poetry, or whatever you used to have. Very few ways of expressing yourself. But now all of a sudden we have at our hands this power at our hands. We have this power at our hands that we are able to express ourselves in so many different ways. Your tongue, the pen, text messages, WhatsApp, tweet, Instagram, you are emailing. And you have all of these various different tongues where you can express yourself and put stuff out there. Now, because of the multiple platforms of being able to express yourself, the possibility of making a mistake or of committing a sin is far greater. And the reward for practicing silence has also become far greater. It is clearly easy to get ourselves into trouble now. You are, at least I can speak for myself, that no one is in greater danger of that than me. And I'm saying this with absolute humility, that now that we are talking together, Maulana, on the phone, and we are having this discussion over radio and it's on air, there is not a single thing that we are going to be expressing now that is not recorded. And there are thousands of people that will be listening to this from today onwards, right up until whenever Allah wills that this will be recorded. And it's a means by, lots of it will be put on YouTube and whatever. Now just think for a moment. I am constantly talking to you, and people who are even listening or watching, it's not like I can go back and take some things back, since everything is a record and is put on social media. Everything gets preserved, and the danger of making those mistakes becomes even greater, because now I'm stuck with you, and the burden of responsibility with my words are greater. And the things that you text and the things that you put out, that becomes greater. And all the prophetic traditions, all the ahadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of the excellence of silence, becomes more and more relevant. It is not only about commenting on someone's status. It includes backbiting and things of that sort. Now I'm just talking or referring to talking about everything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about three types of people not liked by Allah and himself. Remember, we're talking about the narration of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the first part of man kathura kalamu kathura saqatu. Whoever talks too much tends to make many mistakes. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about three types of people not liked by Allah and not liked by himself. And the first category of people are, that's mentioned in the hadith, and I'm not going to give you the whole hadith. Rasulullah spoke about al-thar-tharoon. He said the first category of people that is not liked by Allah, that is not liked by me, that is going to be the most distant from me and Allah are the Sarsaroon. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned this hadith, the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, who are the Sarsaroon? Who are this category of people? And he replied, Al-Sarsaroon are those who need to have an opinion on everything. Who need to have an opinion about everything. Whether you are qualified or you just have to have your say. You have to have an opinion about everyone. You have to have an opinion about everything. You have to give an input on everything. And, you know, you should really think, does really anyone care about what you say? The reality is nobody cares about your opinion. But you just have to have a say about something, about what's going on in this part of the world and what's going on in that part of the world, what's going on with this community and what's going on with that community, what's happening to this group of people, what's happening to that group of people, what has happened to this person and what has not happened to that person. And this issue, and you need to have an say or an opinion or something to comment on this issue or on that issue. You just have to have a say on everything. Something you don't even consider much of. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are the people, as-sarsaroon, who are the worst of people in my eyes, worst of people in Allah's eyes, and the most distant from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now think for a moment. How am I classified when I need to have an opinion or a thumbs up or whatever on every issue on social media? Am I in the category of as-sarsaroon? On another occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, hastiness is from shaitan. Doing things hastily, saying things hastily, saying things not calculating the consequences, just say something for the sake of saying, just constantly putting out things on social media. When you keep on putting these things out on that social and public forum, the volume of your speech, and I'm not talking about the loudness, but the quantity, the amount of your writings, the amount of your texts, the amount of your posts you have out there, then naturally you are going to make more mistakes. So you have to be more responsible. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he who speaks a lot is bound to make more mistakes. Man kathura kalamu kathura saqatu. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went on to say, man kathura saqatu qalla haya'u. This is the second stage. If you make a lot of mistakes, then your haya decreases. Your haya begins to shrink. Now what usually happens when a person starts putting too much out there? Do people gain respect for them or lose respect for them? Usually, then people lose respect for you. Usually, some of the sins that Allah blessed His servants with by concealing them, some things that you would not have expected from a person, you start to speak about it on public forums, even if it's not their character, but once they are beginning to text so much and put out so much, you just see the tweet, you just see the Facebook, and someone who is consuming it, you don't see what happened to that person. Maybe they had a fight with their spouse. Maybe they got into something with their kids are doing and they are hurt. Maybe they had a hard day at work, and you don't see that. And when they comment on something, it is there for everyone to see. It is there for all of us. So what ends up happening is our modesty starts to begin to drop. Because of the things we speak or the things we put out there, we start to expose the things of ourselves that Allah has kept hidden. So we're prone to make many mistakes. And if our output is so much, or if our output is too much, this would result in a decrease of our haya. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, man kathura kalamu kathura saqatu. Whoever talks a lot, he's bound to make lots of mistakes. وَمَنْ كَثُرَ سَقَتُهُ قَلَّ حَيَاءُ. And he who makes lots of mistakes, his haya begins to shrink. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes on to say, وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاءُهُ قَلَّ وَرَعُهُ. When your modesty starts to shrink, then your caution starts to shrink, your filter goes away. The modesty, haya, is a guard. Remember the prophetic tradition, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, modesty is part of faith. Now when your modesty is lifted, the filter is lifted. And so when the filter is gone and is just all over the place, there is now no caution in your input, no caution in your output on what you write or what you text. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then goes even further. وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاءُهُ قَلَّ وَرَاعُهُ. When your caution is gone, staying away from doubtful matters and not maintaining that filter, he says, وَمَنْ قَلَّ وَرَاعُهُ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ. Then the heart dies. Subhanallah, look at this. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is taking us from one stage to the end. Whoever talks a lot or whoever texts a lot, in our consideration and in our discussion, whoever has a lot of output on social media, he is bound to make many mistakes. And he who is bound to make many mistakes, his haya will shrink. And if his haya shrinks, his guard and his filter will shrink. It will become weak. And when that happens, it results in your heart becoming a dead heart. Subhanallah. Umar ibn al-Khattab is taking you from a place where you just spoke a lot, talked too much, to a place of the death of your heart. So there is a direct connection with speaking too much and the death of your heart. Your excessive output, your excessive talk takes away from the light of your heart, whether it's going to be good or it's going to be evil. So it's important for us to understand that sometimes we put out a message even if we did not mean to. Let me give you an example. You write something, and in your writing you give off an indication that you engaged in something that was, I won't even go to the aspect of haram, you engaged in something that was not liked. You engaged in something that may be prohibited. Or you've engaged in something that gave an indication that it was prohibited. Somebody else looks at that, and naturally that sin becomes normalized to them. They may think other people also do it. So you would naturally normalize it if somebody else, therefore, the picture that you put out, the wording that you put out, has consequences. Nothing is black and white. This single picture that you put out may give off 1,000 messages. From the point of the person that is receiving it, and you cannot control that. When you put out something, do not become a means for someone to have doubts. Do not become a means for someone to have doubt, because then you cannot control that. Do not become a means for someone to have waswasa. Be responsible in what you put out there. Now we spoke about haya. Let's talk a little bit about haya before we go on towards the end of our discussion today, Maulana, unless you want to bring in some discussion, Maulana.
No, Jazak Maulana, I think what Maulana is saying is very true, that the person doesn't see what, he doesn't realize when he's talking that it leads to so many other things. Maulana, inshallah, let's just go for a break, and we are taking in callers, so anyone that wants to call and contribute to our discussion, then feel free to do so on 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Or you can SMS us on 48855. That's 48855. Why don't I just take a short break there before we continue with our discussion?
Inshallah.
Welcome back to Radio Islam. You are listening to the Understanding Social Media program with myself, Muhammad Bam, and with me I have is Maulana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Maulana, we can carry on as we see. We don't have any callers or any input from the listeners, but do remember that if you do have any input, you can contact us on 48855. That's the SMS line, 48855, or you can phone in at 011-854-1548. Maulana, I think we can carry on.
Gee, Maulana, we spoke of Haya before the break. Let's talk a little bit about Haya. A lot of our interaction on social media is governed by the measure of our haya. In fact, haya, I can safely say, is the yardstick, and social media can actually be a yardstick of measuring our haya. And it's a significant point to reflect, is what is our haya when we are engaged in social media? Remember the hadith, the very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you lose your haya, do what you please. The same would apply to the present day of communication on social media. Now, you know, people have given various definitions of haya, scholars have given, and we can go into many of that. I will just choose one or two very profound definitions of haya, especially in the light of our discussion on social media. Remember the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if you lose your haya, do what you may please. Also, we have made a statement that the way you engage on social media can be a yardstick of measuring your haya. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahumullah's definition of haya, he said, he who does not care about haram and halal has lost his haya. He who does not care, who does not reflect about haram and halal, has lost his haya. Now, on our engagement in social media, we know what is haram, we know what is halal, what we should be doing in real life. Are we doing the same thing on the social media? That's our yardstick to measure our level of haya. Someone asked Ibrahim Adham, rahimahumullah, and he asked him, allow me to sin. Subhanallah. You know, some of these pious predecessors, their responses to certain questions were so filled with wisdom. So someone asked Ibrahim Adham, allow me to sin. And he said, if you want to sin, then sin where Allah is not able to see you, or sin in that place that does not belong to Allah. Subhanallah. When asked, allow me to sin, Ibrahim Adham said, if you want to sin, then sin where Allah is not able to see you, or in that place that does not belong to Allah. Now, in our interaction on social media, keep these three things. Definition of haya. Rasulullah said, if you lose your haya, do what you wish. Ibn Qayyim rahimahumullah said, if you don't care about haram and halal, you've lost your haya. Ibrahim Adham was asked, allow me to sin, and he said, sin in that place where you think does not belong to Allah, or where Allah is unable to see you. Zayd bin Thabit rahimahumullah said, and he said this once when he came late for Fajr Salah, and he had his face covered. He came late for Fajr Salah. He covered his face. And someone questioned him, why are you covering your face? And he said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَحْيِ مِنَ النَّاسِ لَا يَسْتَحْيِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. He who does not feel ashamed of people will never feel ashamed of Allah. He was covering his face because he was feeling ashamed that people would have seen him that he came late for Fajr Salah. So they asked him, why are you covering your face? And he said, he who does not feel ashamed of people will not feel ashamed of Allah. What we are saying is, act responsibly. Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and the various chatting. Everything that enters your eyes affects your heart. Your heart is not attached to anything that is exposed. Our heart Allah has created it in such a way that it is not exposed like our ears or our eyes, our tongue. It's hidden behind a rib cage. Our heart is hidden behind a rib cage. So when something that is really as important as our heart, it is protected and hidden behind flesh and a rib cage. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a message that we need to protect and preserve that which is in it. And everything that we consume via our ears and via our eyes goes directly into the heart. And everything that we put out via our fingers and via our tongues affects our heart. So we should be very careful. So in this, Allah is giving us a message that we need to protect and preserve that which is in it, that is our heart. Till we meet Allah on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah is going to open that which is in it, when it will be just you and Allah, when it will just be me and Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of how we should value our time. How important is it for us to act responsibly and maturely in the use of social media? It's a technology that is neutral. It can be used for good and positive things. It can also be used for negative and bad and evil things. Let's use it maturely, yet let's use it responsibly. I've come to the end of this aspect of our discussion, Maulana. There is another aspect that I would have loved to touch, and that is actually in response to a question that had came in a few weeks ago about ulama chat groups and ulama using this and all of that. And I've actually captioned this as social media sheikhs, SMS. Right? You know, you say, did you receive an SMS? So I've used it as an acronym, social media sheikhs, SMS. But I don't know if you want me to start with it now, or inshallah, we'll talk about that next week, inshallah.
So now we'll talk about it next week. Well, we have inshallah. A question. The sister has a call asked, Assalamu alaikum, subhanAllah, very informative. Please state the three habits disliked by Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah. We mentioned
take
the one.
What,
The three habits disliked by Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned the one, it was the al-farfaroon.
Al-farfaroon.
See, now the listener wants the other two also.
The other two also, okay. Let me just find that hadith, Marana. It's a hadith actually narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I might not have the exact wording of the hadith, but it is in this light that Jabir ibn Abdullah narrates from Allah, Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those amongst you whom I like most and whom will be nearer to me on the day of judgment are those who have the best manners. On the other hand, those among you whom I hate most and who will be the furthest from me on the day of Qiyamah are those who are al-sarsaroon, that means very talkative, drawler, and mutafayyiqoon. The companions asked, we know the very talkative, the sarsaroon and the drawler, but who are the mutafayyiqoon? Thereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the arrogant. And he said it is a good hadith, that means it is a sahih hadith. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the arrogant and the one that speaks a lot. I'm not too sure of the second one that has been mentioned. Inshallah, I will try and find the right hadith. But in reality, it is talking about people who talk a lot, people who are arrogant. And the other one, I will try and find the real meaning, or I'll find the actual hadith, and I'll talk about it some other time, inshallah.
Inshallah. Maulana, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated. We hope to speak to Maulana again next week, Wednesday.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It brings the end of today's program, today's episode. Until we meet again, from myself, Muhammad Bam, and my engineer, Brother Tufail Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.